The United States Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory scientist in charge, Tina Neal, is very clear. Mauna Loa poses no immediate threat to residents of Hawaii Island.
Mauna Loa is restless, but there is no imminent eruption.
Mauna Loa's summit is inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park and makes up a good part of Hawaii Island.
Mauna Loa is the largest volcano on the planet. It covers more than half of the surface of the Big Island. Mauna Loa last erupted in 1984. The fact that it's been a good long time and we've been seeing elevated signs of unrest bring us to where we are today.
While Kilauea Volcano's recent eruptions have been fairly slow-moving and predictable, Mauna Loa is a different kind of volcano. Scientists have documented 33 eruptions since 1843. In 1950, lava reached the then low-population South Kona coast within 3 hours of the start of the eruption. Other eruptions have taken only 4 hours to a day to reach the coast.
Typically, Mauna Loa eruptions will produce quite a bit more lava, up to 100 times more lava per hour per day than Kilauea. These lava flows can be very voluminous and very fast-moving. The impacts can be quite far-reaching. If Highway 11 were to be cut, that would impact the entire island. We also would anticipate a very large and far-ranging cloud of volcanic gas should we have a voluminous Mauna Loa eruption.
Neal says scientists use a variety of tools to monitor volcanoes. A network of 60 seismometers around Hawaii Island, tilt meters and gas emission monitors, infrasound, and data from NOAA and NASA satellites.
We're continuing to see elevated earthquake activity and deformation activity. Before the volcano erupts, we will expect to see many more earthquakes. In a week right now, we're seeing 20-ish earthquakes under the volcano. Before the 75 and 84 eruption, those numbers went way up, more than 100 per day. The other critical thing we would see is seismic tremor. When magma begins to move to the surface, it starts shaking the ground continuously. That would be a strong red flag. And we might see a very sudden tilt change that indicate the ground is moving rather rapidly.
Neal says her scientists are working closely with Hawaii County Civil Defense and Hawaii Volcanoes National Park to prepare for an eventual eruption. You can find more information about all of Hawaii's volcanoes, including daily updates on Kilauea and Mauna Loa, at hvo.wr.usgs.gov. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.